This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Smoke from wildfires in Canada and the Pacific Northwest, as well as the Deer Creek 2 fire, prompted the Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality to issue an air quality alert that extends into the late afternoon today. Highs in the upper 80s predicted for today, and then mid to upper 80s the rest of the week, with a chance of thunderstorms late tomorrow afternoon and evening. Those with respiratory sensitivity should exercise caution. Although UC Health has a new policy requiring their employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19, Campbell County Health will not require staff to be vaccinated. CCH will continue to adhere to and strictly enforce the wearing of masks, temperature and symptom screening, and physical distancing as set forth by compliance authorities. The Campbell County Fair continues at Camplex with livestock shows ongoing, as well as FFA exhibits, the 4-H, and open dog show today. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The University of Wyoming School of Energy Resources, along with Basin Electric Power Cooperative, will host a public outreach meeting at 6:30 tomorrow at the Integrated Test Center at Dry Fork Station to give the public a chance to learn more about the Carbon Safe Project. For more information, contact Christine Reed at christine.reed@uwyo.edu. The Legacy Living and Rehab Center has been put on lockdown again less than a week after resuming in-person visitation for the first time since May. The soonest in-person visitation could resume is the 16th. The Family Motor Coach Association's recent rally left a lasting impression. The FMCA's On the Road Quilters donated 40 quilts to the Way Station and the Campbell County Senior Center. The association also raised $2,400 for the Yes House Foundation. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.